Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Three of them head inside to chat, and they were, you know, giving her advice, like, make sure you don't rule anyone out from night one. Tasia was saying Zach was not even, like, on her radar. Now that is her full-on soon-to-be husband. And, you know, Katie shares that she doesn't really have a type. She says all of her exes look different. So I guess she'll be open to everyone. And then, yeah, just kind of, like, leaning into her character arc. I'm confident. It's 2021. Let's
this
talk about sex.
Where she I'm got sex my positive. Becky of the week.
I knew you were gonna put her.
Why is
Katie.
It
there? I
that
serve Katie the Becky of the week.
I have to. And I almost served it to somebody else, but she got it. Why
got it,
is
Lord.
It that it is only sex positive talk in 2021? And why is your sex positive talk so empty shelled? I don't understand what she's talking about. I don't know.
I have no idea. I still am very unclear what is sex positive, at least from her perspective.
From her.
Because we just keep saying it, but what does that mean to you to be sex positive?
Is it just wiggling this vibrator all over the stage? Because if that's so, almost everyone I know has a vibrator. So that's not anything that's revolutionary. And it also doesn't send any sort of a message. Because it's not controversial or anything. I am really having a hard time. And then to label it on a year, Katie girl, that's how your old man got fired. That is how Christopher got fired. Naming years. We have to stop with this labeling years with related with
2020
politics and all the rest
of it.
We can't do this.
Yeah.
Oh, Catherine. Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the sex positive with no explanation or no like ownership from Katie as to what that means. Is you're right. It's like it's been very empty this whole time. And got to bring something because this whole leaning into this, she's a sex positive one. Somebody give me something else besides just saying.
Are
sex
you pegging
positive.
Katie? What is happening here? Give me something.
I mean, something. Are you going to talk about like sexual expression, freedom,
booty
bedroom,
stuff?
Like,
are you going to talk about butt stuff?
Girl, no. Can they do it on ABC? Probably not.
Probably not.
I don't think we're going to get much.
Start talking about butt stuff on ABC.
Start talking about pegging on ABC, primetime, 8 p.m. Karen in Minnesota's watching with her three kids. Yeah, no. All right, time for limo entrances. That was cute. Caitlin and Tasia, like, inside eating popcorn, like, watching
from
the windows.
I really enjoy that part.
First out the limo is Thomas. Tall drink of water. Very good looking. I don't even really know what he said. He gave some line.
He gave something about admiration. He's like, I really admire that you're here, standing where you're standing, and I can't wait to get to know you. I'm so happy it's you. And honestly, if his pants fit a little better, he would have matched up with Peter's entrance to me.
He came with a look. First out the limo, he had like
a brocade.
Brocade like tuxedo jacket with like black pants.
Yeah,
he had a whole kind of put together outfit, very Peter-esque. And he was just mighty tall and fine.
Oh my god, it's fine as hell. Jeez.
Yeah. good first limo, yeah. Like, first limo entrance guy.
Yeah, she was hype. She was like, damn.
She was hype, yeah. Yeah. Set a good tone. Uh-huh. But pretty much from there, ain't nobody else was serving looks. We got a lot of gray suits beyond
You
Thomas.
Know who did Marcus? Yeah, Marcus with the color. He had like an oxblood suit on.
Oh, yes. I mm-hmm. love that color, like the maroon mm-hmm. type look.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we have Aaron. He's the one that ends up in some fake fight later.
I
pegged him from the cast bios. He looks like a frat house douche to me. He looked fresh out of college.
Yeah.
And just the face, the look, the whole mm-hmm. thing. Like mm-hmm. I get it. And he was the one that was in the fight already.
Whatever that was. Yeah.
We got, I'm gonna call him Stephen Colletti Sr.
Oh.
Andrew.
Oh my god.
Like Steve from Laguna Beach, daddy.
He does.
Truly does. He had on his lame gray work suit.
I know. It looks very car salesman-y. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ill-fitting, all that. David, cute black guy, gave a very weird side hug.
Yeah.
And was wearing straight up pedal pushers.
Yeah, they were.
What is this trend and when is it going to die?
I don't know. It's got to go though, friend. He looked like he hiked him up even. They didn't even look like they started as pedal pushers. He hiked him up in the limo. I don't know what was going on there.
He hiked him up more? What is this?
I don't know. And then these calves out. What y'all niggas do with your calves out?
Calves. We damn near saw his knee. He had on some, they were really short. Very short. Like, ridiculously short.
I don't know what this is. David.
I don't know what this is. Somebody, any guys listening to us, can you write us in?
Anyone with a husband, anything. Please write us in. Do you guys wear capris?
Yeah. I don't understand. It's such an odd trend to me because it's like, it's formal wear. But yet it makes it casual. Right.
Yes.
At the bottom.
Yes. We're going to see him in some jorts and Tims, I hope. He's a New Yorker. I hope we're going to see him in a typical New York nigga outfit. But I just,
because this them capris was not it. We have Michael. Michael is the single father. One of the single fathers. I missed everything he said. I was tweeting about David and his damn pedal pushers.
I know. I was trying to find a gif for the pedal pushers. Holy shit.
Yeah. I miss Michael. This is the single dad. Then next pulls up a pickup truck and Trey comes popping out of the bed of the truck and it's filled with like these little balls, you know, like the ball pit when you're a kid. He gave his little line. I'm here to have a ball with you. You're pretty baller bachelorette.
Yeah, cute. I'm glad they gave him a budget. It was nice.
I'm happy you got a budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A side note, did you see Katie was like shivering throughout limo entrances?
Yeah.
It's like
it gets
freezing.
This cold in New Mexico? I guess so.
I guess at night in the desert, I think it gets cold. I think that's like a thing, right?
I don't know. Never been.
They have her out there in this dress, 30 guys. She was shivering. Like, you looked at certain scenes, you saw her, like, shaking.
Yeah. She had multiple jackets on. She had a lot of guys' jackets
on. They couldn't give her, like, a long sleeve gown, like a nice long sleeve.
Like, yeah.
With a low back.
Damn. Yeah,
like
that
would have
been cute.
Back.
Ooh, yeah, like short in the front, train in the back. That would have been cute.
Whole train in the back, a long V neck in the back, her whole back's out, but she gets to have some sleeves and not freeze to death.
Yeah,
deep V in the front, deep V in the back.
Why aren't we producing this show?
Why are we not producing, styling, like, managing their careers?
Yes,
like,
after management services. Man, damn.
This girl out here freezing to death in this lackluster ass dress anyways. Like, give her something with some sleeves and let her have a moment.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, next was Greg from Jersey, walked on his funeral suit.
Yeah.
I hate these suits.
Yeah, they're terrible. Ugh. Yep.
Terrible. Katie said he looked like an ex-boyfriend. I don't know if you caught that when you walked away.
No.
He looks like one of my exes. I was like, oh. and he got the rose later, which we saw, which is crazy. Yeah. Wild. Next, Gabriel. Gabriel's like the British HGTV host.
Out here looking like he is 78.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
8 years old. Did you get the vibe? He was like old looking.
Yeah. Old looking. And then just like his vibe was like just
elderly.
Almost like a mature 50-year-old man.
Yes.
From like a, you know.
He gave me Millionaire Matchmaker vibes down. Like I'm Patty, I'm looking for Natalie Portman and I'm here to find my spinner. Yes. You know what they all said?
Oh god.
They always said that.
Natalie Portman. God. That was everyone. Oh my god. That was everyone. Celebrity crush.
Everyone.
On Millionaire Matchmaker.
My god.
Jesus. But yeah, that was the vibe. And they his little gimmick was they did like a deep breathing hug together.
And then I have closed captions on my thing. Mine said spine cracking. And I was like, whose spine is cracking? What on earth?
What?
This is a health hazard. This man gotta go.
Oh god. Katie's cold as hell. She got no warmth. Her spine probably
her bones are shivering.
Oh, shivering like crazy.
Oh god.
Lord. Next was John. John, I say he looked like a young Asian Regis Philbin to me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, this guy. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
His nose is like super pointy. He looks like he's had plastic surgery almost, but he's
young. Jonathan, I hope not.
I hope not. But doesn't his face look so shiny and tight? Maybe he just has good taut skin, but I was
surgery? He might. Oh my god, I really hope not.
I hope not. He looks very young, but I just noticed his skin was very taut.
Mm-hmm.
Katie said that he's her type, so she's into him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then, we just get a whole montage of different guys. Garrett, the ginger. He was a lot cuter in person, I thought.
Very cute.
Austin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick looking dude. Marty, the... Mm-hmm. Marty, the stripper from...
The stripper from... over there.
Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
Carl, your man's.
Goodbye.
Did some corny shit. Good, a lot of guys girl. With lines. There's yeah. just a montage yeah. of guys coming with, like, you know, their mm-hmm. line. And then this old, like, Ford, like, Model T car yes. pulls up.
Yes.
And they're giving these black guys budgets.
I was so happy that a person of color came out there because it was giving mm-hmm. racism at first. It was giving Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. So, damn.
Right? Remember when that cop car pulled up? I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God. I forgot about that.
You know, they have done some insensitive things. I was like, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. But nice black man pulled out. Yep. It was nice. Nice
black man walked out this mm-hmm. car. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's Andrew S., the one I got, the guy I like with the nice smile.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a British accent and was just like leaning into the British accent.
A halfway decent one, I thought.
A halfway decent one. Yeah. It was like a subtle, but it was, he sounded British yeah. for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was too bad. But then, yeah, he like broke the accent and was like, I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
I thought cute. This was a great first impression. Same. I thought it was cute.
Me too.
Very cute. Memorable, funny. Yeah, they had yes. a little convo about it afterwards.
Yes.
Little moment. This smart. Is smart little move.
Smart. It was
I
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We saw Willard pull up in his Vespa.
Don't call him.
God. Willard. I'm glad he didn't last. So creepy looking. I don't understand
Ooh-wee.
Why yeah. you're walking around with that haircut. Why? Why are we doing this? Who likes this? Who asked for this? You're clearly single, so it's not working for you. Might want to switch up the haircut. I'm sorry.
That but would looks, that would improve creepy. A lot. He's tall. He looks like yeah. he's got good bones. He's like
he's got a nice face, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. the hair.
That hair.
Looks like a creep. Yeah.
It's a Bayang in the front.
Mm-hmm. Someone pulls up in an RV that he...
Which one was
that
this?
That he lived in.
Was this Landon?
No, this was no Jeff, way. I think his name was.
Jeff, that's right. Okay, they both yeah. have the long hair. Okay, yes, Jeff.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Pulled up an RV, said, you know, I brought my home to you or some shit. And this made me remember, side note, little tangent. There was a season of Married at First Sight where a guy lived in a converted bus.
You know what?
And they married him off to some...
Natasha, get off of this microphone. What are you
I
talking
swear,
about?
The minute he pulled up, I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. They had a guy on Married at First Sight who lived in a big ass RV and they married what? Him. Yes. And oh he was like a God. Nice guy. He had like a regular ass job.
Sure
he just
was.
Like made this life choice to... As you would say, choose poverty,
poverty
or live in a van.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a regular nice job, but this is what his choice. And they mm-hmm. married him off to some girl. And she was like, okay.
What the fuck is
and, like,
this?
Trying to be like down and cool with it, but like was clearly like, this is bullshit. I'm
yeah.
not moving into this van. Like, what?
If you want to live in a van, you want a single life. Only you can fit
exactly.
in there.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Or you want a very particular girl that
yeah,
you met,
yeah.
as you would say, in a Facebook group, or you met
yes.
while traveling in Australia
yes.
on that traveler trail, that
yep.
whole life. Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you cannot go on a reality show and be married off at first sight to somebody.
No.
Like, I think they divorced at the end, too. So
I know she did.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, homeboy pulls up an RV.
Mm-hmm.
And then next we get this giant box, this big like gift, giant
mm-hmm.
mystery box,
mm-hmm.
That there's somebody inside. She can hear the voice. She's like
mm-hmm.
talking to him, but he's like, oh yeah, you have to wait to open it. So they head the box, send
it's
the box
weird.
Inside.
Yeah.
Very strange. Yeah. Brendan from Canada. We get Marcus. Yes. With the nice maroon suit.
Lovely suit. Yeah.
Very cute. And Cody, which is the guy who looks like Colton,
yeah.
in my opinion. I died when Tayshia was like peeking through the window. She was mm-hmm. like, oh my God, he's so handsome for
yeah,
her.
Me too. For her.
I'm like, what's that shade? Was
what
that shade?
I hope not, because she was third in line for Colton. So I fucking hope not.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Tayshia, you can't be talking.
You cannot be talking, Miss Girl. Uh-huh.
The way she said, he's so handsome for her. Oh my
uh-huh.
Oh Lord. But yeah, he showed up. He's like, you know, there's someone here who's been a real comfort for me through COVID. She's in the limo. I'm gonna go get her.
I was sure it was a cat. I was sure
it was a cat.
Yeah. thought it was a cat.
Yeah. Nope, it was a blow-up doll.
It was a sex doll.
A sex doll named Sandy. And
I died when Tasia was like, tell me he doesn't have a name. I was dying.
Yeah, so, you know, he's pulling the same kind of card that
she did.
Pulled. Yeah. Same thing. She pulled the vibrator, did a whole thing, and then mm-hmm. whipped it out. But then, yeah, then we got a whole montage of a lot of different guys just doing these, like, sexual puns, mm-hmm. sexual...
Yeah, somebody brought a fish. I was like, oh, sir.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.